Teda Ard, Shemais, page 98 at the bottom of the first column. Okay, now the Rebbe is explaining the difference between the Masechtas, which are Mishnah, which is Atzilis, Pilakshim, and the Braises, that's the level of Bria, and therefore they're not as correct as Mishnah. And then he says, Alomis a Mispar, those are the halachas of the Tanoim and the Meroim, that you could refute from each other, unlike Mishnah. And he says, Libun Hilchasa is to refine the halacha and to bring in it Chochmi Ilah. In fact, the Gemara says, before we start to explain this a little bit, the Gemara says that the greatest level of learning, so to speak, is when you need to paskin a shaila. Because then you have to bring it down into real emes. You can talk hypothetically, theoretically, you could talk in learning, you know, but once you have to paskin a shaila, then you really have to understand it properly to know what the halach is. And that's the concept, the libun hilchasa. So he says, okay, we'll learn this parenthesis and then we'll go halfway through the next page. Okay, five lines from the end of the page. Shabbat malobish b'chinis eidin. Okay, okay, the libun hilchasa. How do you refine the halacha? He says, that's ayidei kushis and perukim. Some questions and answers. Yesterday we explained, why is halacha like Bavli? Because Bavli, through questions and answers and arguments and discussion, you come to the bottom line of what the halacha is. King Shemetzinu Berashbi Perg B'mamad Likin. Shayidei Zemamshich. It says that before the Gemara says in B'mamad Likin that the Alter Rebbe is referring to is that Rashbi, after he came out of the cave, so then the Gemara tells about his son-in-law or father-in-law, the Pinchas ben Yoyin. So it says that before the cave, that Pinchas ben Yoyin would be greater in learning. Okay, he asked questions, he answered 24 answers. After the cave, Rashbi became greater. That there were 24 questions and answers that the Rashbi was answering versus the Pinchas ben Yoyin before. So that's the level of understanding the halacha, questions and answers. That's the way you get the halacha. And that's the level of libun, of whitening. Shemam shem mevchina slavin ha'elyein. How do you get to that level? By being mamshech from the level of Levin Ha'elyon, we learned already, Lovan, up there is Levin Ha'elyon, the ultimate level of white and purity and greatness, which is the level of Kesev Chochma. And that's the level of Atzi Alevani, Kenoida, Me'inyan, Big Day, Lovan, the Kohen Gadol, B'yamaki, Purim. Like it's snow, and the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and Yom Kippi, he went in with white garments. So why did he go in with, why didn't he wear the regular get up of the Kohen Gadol of gold? So it says in Halacha, the reason, the Gemara says, because he's going in to get forgiveness for the ego, the prosecutor, the prosecutor cannot become the defense attorney. You want to get forgiveness for gold, you don't go in with gold. Because that's like, so to speak, reminds the Eibishter that you sinned in the ego. But Chassidus explains, why did he go with Big Day Lavan? Because Lavan is a higher level than gold. Lavan is a level of Levin Ha'olyan, the ultimate level of Kedusha, purity, ultimate level of Kedusha. So, Apichzidis in Kabbalah, why did he wear white in the Kedusha Kedoshim? Because that's when he wore the white in the Kedusha Kedoshim. Was again, because that's the ultimate level of Kedusha. V'chol inyan Aveda gamachshav b'liv mehilchasa, even the Aveda now, of refining the halacha, zeho levarad birurim anal, is like he said before, what's the inyan of Teda? Halacha, I'm allowed, not allowed. What you're allowed means you have to refine it. What you're not allowed to mean, you can't refine it. So Liban Hilchasa, refining what the halacha is, what's allowed, what's not allowed, is all in the Aveda Sabirurim. Because in order to know if I could elevate it or not, I have to know what the halacha is. So by refining the halacha, so then I'm able to know what I could and should elevate and what I can't. Said now we can understand what the Zayir says, top of the second column of 98. The whole concept of Torah mitzvahs is laset tkon raza dishmei, is to fix the secrets of Hashem's name. That's what it says in the Zayin. What does that mean? Hashem has seven non-erasable names, meaning names that you're not allowed to erase, holy names of Hashem, which is the level of Kel B'chesed. Now, the seven names obviously correspond with the seven Sfiras. You have Chesed is Kel, and Gvur is Elokim, and Teferis is Yudke Vavke. In order to bring down the level of Elokus, the lav mi kol inim mi desiu klalik, we say in Paschalio, that has absolutely no connection to Sfiras. Sfiras, the 10 levels of Atzilut are limited. Chesed, Gvur. Now you want to bring down an infinite level of God that has no connection to any Chesed, Gvur, Teferis. It's completely up there, completely not disconnected from it. And you want to bring it down into the world. I'll explain this whole thing in a practical level in a second. You want to bring down Midas Chesed. Right? You want to bring down into the Hashem, should come into the attribute of Chesed to do kindness and build the world. It has to be Shame Ba'ara Ba'alma. Meaning like this. We daven to Hashem. Yeah? So we daven that Hashem should give us Chesed and, you know, all the good things, whatever we're asking for. Now, Hashem himself has no connections to any of the Sfiras. The Sfiras are a limitation of Atzilus. I mean, even Atzilus is still, even though Chesed is unlimited and Gvur is unlimited, but it's still limited that it's Chesed and Gvur and Teferis. Above Atzilus, as we end up, right before you did Nefesh, Lav mi kol inim midasiyo klal. Hashem has no connection to any of the midas. So now, how does Hashem function in the world? So Hashem set it up in a way that when we learn daven or whatever it is, so then we bring down, let's say we want chesed. So when we want chesed of Hashem, we want Hashem to give us kindness, so we have to say that name of Kael, the name of kindness. And that's what learning does. Learning, like he says, to be misakin, to fix the names of Hashem. What do you mean to fix? The names of Hashem don't need fixing. It means to bring them down into the world, to function in the world the way the world needs it to function. That we do. You learn Torah, you daven, you do mitzvahs. That's the way, like we've mentioned before, that Tzemach Tzedek brings down in Shoresh HaMitzvah Tefillah. Why did the Yidden daven and they're not answered? Because they don't know how to have the kavana in the names of Hashem. So what does that mean? So Tzemach Tzedek explains. If you want to have parnasa, right? So you have to know how to channel the right name of Hashem to come into parnasa. If you don't know how to channel the right name of God into parnasa, it's not going to happen. You have to know how to channel it. It's like, you know, they used to have these coin dividers. You put in coins and then it goes down to the various compartments, you know. So you need to know where it goes to, the penny, nickel, dime, quarter, and half a dollar. I mean, you need to know how to do it. But the other opinion over there at Tzemach Tzedek brings on says, no, I can't do that. I dam like a baby, I don't know all this stuff. I dam in Hashem, Hashem should give me panos. Let him figure out how to do it. It's not my... But here the Alter Rebbe is saying, you want to bring down Elokus in the world in Chesed. So you have to have the name Kael. You need to do Gvura, Ukiduam.
Is it possible that all these channels are existing and we have to adjust ourselves to those?
Yeah.
Not that they pull it in. The Chesed is in the world because the light that Hashem sent alive, it is a Chesed, there is everything. It is up to us to recognize and go to that
change. That's a very good point. Yes, that's true. But Hashem wants us to accomplish something better and greater, that we make it happen. If there's water pouring down, yeah? Like it said, we say in davening every day at the end of Hayd over there. Harchev picha, open up your mouth and I'll fill it up. That means all we have to do is open the mouth. The water is pouring. We don't have to create the water coming. Open up your mouth. I'm trying to feed you. Open up your mouth and I'll give it. So that's one aspect of it. But a greater aspect of it, we have the ability to make that happen. We have the ability to actually make it, bring down Hashem. That's even a greater level. Like the Maggid said, Da Mala Maila Mimachi. You know, whatever is going on upstairs is from us. That's even a greater level that we can accomplish. Yes, you make a keli, like we learned, that's the union of a bracha versus davening. Davening is yihirot, and you create a new will. Right? Bracha just brings it down. And he says, Kidua she'en arech Hashem shala adam, al derech mosho l'gabi atzmu sikloi chshiva. Just like the name of a person compared to the essence of the person is nothing. And therefore, what do you have the name? The name is the way the person identifies with the world. How does Hashem identify with the world? Through the names of Hashem. Kel is chesed, Elokim is gvor, and so on. L'chein, shem Elokim is gvor. L'chein, kedei lamshich ha-yizbarich l'slabash b'mideisah. In order for Hashem to come into the midas. L'yeis olam chesed yibonev. How do we get Hashem to come into the world in chesed? That's through Torah mitzvahs. And he said, this particular mitzvah brings down this aspect of Hashem into this particular midah. This mitzvah brings down Hashem into... Like we learned, why are there 248 positive mitzvahs? Hashem couldn't pick 10, 5. I mean, he had to pick 248. So explanation is... I mean, Hashem set up the whole system, by the way. Because... The 248 mitzvahs correspond with the 248 limbs that we have, organs that we have. Meaning, every mitzvah brings down a particular level of Hashem into that particular limb that needs the health, so to speak. Through Torah mitzvahs, certain names of Hashem, certain mitzvahs cause Hashem to come into chesed, like tzedakah. Tzedakah is an act of chesed, so Hashem comes into chesed. Other things might be the level of gvura, whatever it is. But the main interpretation of fixing Hashem's name, meaning to not only are we channeling the limited level of Hashem into the various different midah, but even more so. We're doing something more. We're bringing down the level of godliness of Shmei HaGadol, the infinite level of Hashem, into the finite level. So not only through Torah mitzvahs are we bringing down the limit of Hashem, the limitation of Hashem into the various different attributes, we're actually bringing down the infinite level of Hashem into the limited attributes. And it's like it's known, there's a yichud of Hashem with Adnai. There's yichud in this Kabbalah books. You have Havaya and Adnai, Adnai and Havaya. You see that sometimes in these things. So he says, Shuam Shoch is Mechina Shem Havaya Sevim Kol Almin. You bring down the Shem Adnai, the Shem Yudke Vavke, into Adnai, which is Mamala Kol Almin. Okay, Chassidus says like this. There's a yichud that's talked about in Kabbalah. There's a yichud of Havaya and Adnai. There's a yichud of Adnai and Havaya. Now, Havaya, Yudke Vavke, is the infinite level of Hashem. Adnai is Malchus, Odin, Master, Melech. Okay? So the yichud of Havaya in Adnai is bringing down the level of Havaya, the infinite, into the limited. Like he's saying, what do we accomplish through davening Torah mitzvahs? That we bring down the Shmei HaGadol, the infinite level of Hashem, into the world. Yudke Vavke is Sevim Kol Almin. Adnai is Malchus Mamala Kol Almin. That's what we say, the Yichud Kushibrichu Shchinte, that we create that level. And he says, by day, Torah mitzvah, and by doing Torah mitzvah, Sam Shochim Chinish Shmei HaGadol, Bin Yemeshu Bochum Faradei Ad Shmei HaGadol. And that's what we say in Baruch Shomar, that Hashem is praised, Adei Ad, forever, Shmei HaGadol. That means, Adayad is time. We bring down the name, the infinite level of Hashem. This is what we says in the Zayat. The Torah mitzvah is fixing the name of Hashem. She'anim she'agil b'chein hazu. That we reveal this level of Shmei HaGadol b'shar kol Hashemus into all the other names of Hashem. That's why we have like this. You have Hashem Hashem k'orachum v'chanun. You know, get double Hashem. So there's one level of Yudke Vavke. That's one of the seven Sfiras. Like we said, Chesed is Kel, Elkim is Gvura, and Yudke Vavke is Teferis. But then you have Shmei HaGadol, the higher level of Yudke Vavke, which is above the Shemo Etzem. The essential name of Hashem is Yudke Vavke. So there's two Yudke Vavke, Yudke Vavkes. There's a level of Yudke Vavke which is in Sfiras. That's why we say Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum. It's two different levels with the line in between. Meaning, it's a break between the two. The first Havaya is Shmei HaGadol, which is the infinite level of Hashem. And then you have the second level of Havaya in Teferis, bringing it down into the level of Teferis. That's why Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu complained to Hashem, you know, what are you doing to this nation? You're messing it all up. You know, you only made it worse since you started sending me. So Hashem said, oh, I'm complaining. You know, the others, they never complained. I never told them my name. What do you mean? Hashem spoke to the others. Hashem spoke to them. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining what does mean Shmei Avayel Neidaitelhem. Shmei HaGadol, the ultimate, the essential name of Hashem, is only brought down through Torah mitzvahs. The others didn't have Matan Torah yet. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he met Hashem at the burning bush, so already that was Tavadunas Olikim, like we learned. That's the preparation for Matan Torah. So that's when Torah began already. But the Avis, Shmei Havaya, meaning the essential Shmei HaGadol of Hashem, I never revealed to them. Why? They didn't have Torah. They weren't given Torah. Because that Gili of the higher level of Yud Kevavke, Shmei HaGadol is only Aidei Matan Torah, like it says somewhere else. Anechi Havaya Lekecha. When did that Anechi come into Havaya Lekecha? That was only by Matan Torah. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining who brings down the level of Shmei HaGadol. It's like the Zohar says, the whole concept of Torah mitzvahs is to fix and to perfect Shmei HaGadol. What does that mean, Shmei HaGadol? To bring down, what do you mean fixing Shmei HaGadol? That they're taking that infinite level of Hashem, and by doing Torah mitzvahs, you're bringing down the infinite level of Hashem coming into the seven channels of the world. Chesed, Gvura, Teferis, and so on. It's telling you what we say. King should bring us close to his Shmei HaGadol. He said, because who could bring down this Shmei HaGadol? Dafkai de Neshamas Yisrael. Only through Neshamas of Yidden. Keraftonu Malkeinu, which is Matan Torah. And when Hashem brought us close, Atav Chaitanu Mikolo Amim, that causes Shimcha HaGadol. Who can reveal the infinite level of Hashem in world is only Yidden. And that's why when Pari said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lo Yadaiti Es Hashem, I don't know this God, and I'm not sending out the Jews. And this coming in this week's parasha, Shmi Avayla, who is this? Lo Yadaiti Es Havaya V'gam Yisrael Asher. So what do you mean Pari didn't know God? Yosef said to Pari, Etzbo Lekimhi. Pari himself said, by the beginning of the plagues, it's the finger of God. Okay? Yosef said to Pari, Elokim Yanesh Lein Pari, when Pari said about his dreams. Yosef said, Elokim Yanesh Lein Pari. Elokim will answer his dreams. So what do you mean Pari didn't know God? Pari knew God. Yaakov didn't give him a blessing. He wanted the Nile, the river came up. So this is very, very simple. Pari said, Ezba Elokim hi. Elokim Yanesh Lein Pari. Elokim, Pari had. Lo Yadai, he didn't say Lo Yadai Kis Elokim. Bari said, Leyadaiti is Havaya, Bari has no shaykhs to Yud Kivavke. Pari, Elukim, nature, you know, Hateva, the nature, that Pari is connected to. Etzba Elukimhi, Elukim Yanishlim Pari. The level Yud Kivavke, the Shmei HaGadol, that only Yidden have. Pari can't do that. Okay.
Huh? The whole thing starts today in Chumash. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu.